From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, guys. Listen, today's show, you might notice, is a little different. It's a special look back at 2011. We're doing it with our friends at BBC America. The big change, well, our Not My Job guest is 100% more British than usual. It's author Neil Gaiman. He'll be with us later. But in addition, you will not be able to call in for this one. We're going to play with members of the audience here. And because it's a partially British show, whenever we say the word check, we'll be spelling it with a Q-U-E. All right, let's welcome our panel. First, say hello to a comedian and last comic standing champion, Alonzo Bowden.
Thank you, sir.
Next, a comedian and necktie model, Ms. Paula Poundstone. And joining us for the first time, the host of the quiz show Breakaway, seen next year on BBC, Mr. Nick Hancock. So welcome, everybody. We're going to start today with a game for the panel, a little something we're calling
Dear Friends and Family.
It's the season when folks send out holiday letters, and people in the news, well, they like to bore their families like everybody else does. Carl here is going to read excerpts for you from three of their letters. Panelists, your job is to tell us who sent them. Alonzo, this first one is for you. Carl, unseal that envelope.
Great news for the Berkowitz clan. Little Gary finally graduated from college and took a position on Wall Street. I guess he's working hard. He's even sleeping on Wall Street. I guess he doesn't like the food, though. He keeps complaining about the pepper spray.
So that letter is from the parents of a young man who, like many people, spent the fall doing what?
Occupying Wall Street.
Indeed, of course. Mm-hmm. Occupying Wall Street. Very good. Now, 2011 was the global year of protest, it seemed. Here in the U.S., a nationwide movement changed the very meaning of the word occupied. Now it means a populist seizure of the center of power, when once it just meant somebody was in the airplane bathroom. Now, conservatives condemned the Occupy protests because they said they were messy. They don't clean up after themselves, so they're not legit, because, you know, that's the hallmark of a successful populist protest, being tidy. We all remember Martin Luther King saying, "I dream of a day when little black children will be able to join hands with little white children and put their toys away before the guests come over." So did you guys watch the protest? Did you watch it unfold?
Oh, absolutely. And it's funny you mentioned Martin Luther King, because as black people, we were watching it saying, okay, what's the new part?
Yeah.
What has changed here? When seeing white kids get hit by cops, we were actually, they truly felt as black as they could at that moment.
Right.
But you know, God bless them and good luck with the pepper spray.
Right.
We had fire hoses. Not as spicy, little more pressure.
There were some films of the police taking the tents down, and talk about neat, when they couldn't find all the poles, there was a lot of frustration.
Really, you're out there, oh, I don't know how to work this.
Yeah,
you got to
exactly.
Fold it up and put it away. The cop's yelling, we won't be able to use it again.
That's exactly right. And
it's
they
a problem.
Carefully folded them with the elastic thing.
Yeah.
I wonder how much of this REI has been behind. you know, it's an ill wind that blows nothing or something.
I'm glad somebody made it out of this. Now, Nick, did you have Occupy?
Yeah, we had exactly the same thing in London, only with worse teeth.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I can't believe your first comment, you're going for a bad tooth joke.
Why
Bless
not?
You. Bless you, sir.
One of the things that I really enjoyed about the protests in London was just one interview. One of the big things that the students worried about is graduate unemployment, you know, because there's so many graduates not getting work. And there was a great couple of graduates being interviewed on the news, and one of them was saying, this is my friend Gary. My friend Gary got a first-class honours degree. He has not worked for 3 years. And the newsreader said, what was his degree in? And he went, ghost stories. Yeah, that's going to happen.
Yeah, I know. In a sane, civilized society, there'd be full employment for ghost story scholars
or
something. Yeah. Okay, Paula, Carl is going to open another holiday letter, and this time it's for you.
Another great year for our family. A lot better than Osama bin Laden's year, because I killed him. Malia and Sasha both made the honor roll, which is the killing Osama bin Laden of elementary school. And Michelle helped Americans lose weight. You know who doesn't have to lose weight? Osama bin Laden.
So who might be bragging a bit about his one big accomplishment this year, Paula?
I don't think it's his only big accomplishment, by the way, but our president.
All right, that was right, President Obama. So it's got to be rough when the biggest thing you've accomplished over the year is shooting a guy in the face. Even Dick Cheney had his undisclosed location to fall back on. In public, the president hasn't himself bragged about his biggest success of 2011 too much, but we're guessing it comes up, you know, just around the White House. It's like, Mr. President, the economy is in shambles. Well, can we send a SEAL team in to shoot it in the head? That often works.
I loved it when they threatened, like, the hit against Obama, we're going to lower the nation's credit rating.
Right.
Do you really think you can scare a black man by lowering his credit rating? Do you really think we're not ready for that one?
He did take it in stride.
We just applied for credit in Canada's name. It's that's how we work around that.
I just think that the enduring image for me of last year is when they're all sat around the television watching Osama being shot, you know. And, it's such a clear image. You can see it there. Hillary Clinton's there. They're all there. But every time I recall it, they've got pizza and beer.
Right.
And you sort of imagine that every single day he's texting everybody who's there saying, are you doing anything tonight? Because we're going to play the video again.
I know.
I have to differ with you on saying that was Obama's number one accomplishment
in 2011. Well, what do you think was
better? I think his number one accomplishment was being the source and the reason behind creation of a new reality show we like to call the Republican Debates.
Yes. This is true.
Without Barack Obama, we never would have met Herman Cain. And I say, right there.
All right, Nick, we have one last holiday letter, and it's for you. Carl?
It was a challenging year for our family. Rupert and James had to go to Parliament and answer rude questions from people we own. Oh, and don't bother to write back. We already know what you've been up to this year.
So what powerful family had to endure some public humiliation this year?
Yeah, that's the Murdochs.
The Murdochs, yes, very good. The Murdochs. Rupert Murdoch is the most powerful press baron the world has ever seen. He had to testify in front of the British Parliament about the phone hacking scandal in his newspapers. It was a shock to see him there for many people watching Rupert Murdoch on TV in Britain. It was the first time they had ever seen a dead body. How is this playing out in Britain? Because it seems like it's a huge thing.
I have a different view on this. I actually feel a little sorry for the journalists. If you're a journalist and you have to listen to, say, 100 hours of Hugh Grant's phone messages.
Right.
You know, he takes him a long time to finish a sentence at the best of times.
Right.
He's quite a dull man. I think that's fine journalism. The other thing that was really fascinating was that it turned out that they'd hacked the phones of 4,000 celebrities.
Right.
Okay. Are there 4,000 celebrities?
Well, naturally, but that's the point. So there were people being righteously indignant, but also people going, was I one of them? Very, very upset if they weren't, you
Nick,
know?
Were you hacked?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
How did you feel about that?
I'm fine.
Did you start leaving? Did you start having people leave more and more?
Sure. I kept phoning Hugh Grant up. Yeah.
And that is our holiday letter game. Thank you guys very much. You did well. We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, and you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org.